Hey there, welcome back. I'm Flat Rate Mechanic, and today we're diving into a topic that can save you a ton of time and money: how to figure out what engine sensor you need to replace. Now, let's be honest. When that pesky check engine light comes on, it's so tempting to just start swapping out parts. You know, maybe an O2 sensor here, a cam actuator there, and then you're left guessing what's next. But it doesn't have to be that way. Today, I'm going to walk you through exactly how to pinpoint which sensor is the culprit and how to identify its position. Trust me, this is going to help you a lot. So let's kick things off with understanding the difference between bank 1 and bank 2 and how to identify cylinders. This is crucial because all your sensor codes reference these banks. Here's the deal. Cylinder 1 is always the most forward cylinder on your engine. If you've got a V6 or V8, the side with cylinder 1 is your bank 1. The opposite side? Yep, that's bank 2. Now, if you're standing in front of your engine and cylinder 1 is on the driver's side, you're looking at bank 1 over there. But here's a twist. Sometimes, depending on how the engine's mounted, bank 1 could actually be on the passenger side. So don't just assume, make sure you locate cylinder 1 first. And here's a pro tip. If you're driving an inline engine, like a straight 4 or 6, you've got it easy. You only have bank 1. All your sensors are on that side since there's just one cylinder head. Now that you know your banks, let's touch on the intake and exhaust sides of the engine. On a DOHC engine, which stands for dual overhead cam, you'll find an intake side where air flows in and an exhaust side where it flows out. This knowledge is key for identifying your variable valve timing solenoids. Speaking of VVT solenoids, let me break this down for you. These little guys control your cam phasers and adjust valve timing. Most modern V6 or V8 engines with dual VVT have a total of 4 solenoids. Here's the breakdown. Bank 1 intake. VVT controls the intake cam timing on bank 1. Bank 1 exhaust. VVT does the same, but for the exhaust. Bank 2 intake. VVT manages bank 2's intake cam. Bank 2 exhaust. VVT controls exhaust for bank 2. So, when you pull a code that says bank 2 exhaust, cam, position, actuator, circuit, you know precisely where to look. But here's the catch. These solenoids can look identical. You can't just eyeball them. You've got to track back from the cam positions to get it right. Now, what about O2 sensors? This is where a lot of confusion can creep in. You might see codes like bank 1 sensor 1 or bank 2 sensor 2, and understanding what that means is critical. Bank 1 sensor 1, or BMS1, is your upstream. O2 sensor located before the catalytic converter, usually right in the exhaust manifold. This sensor plays a vital role in controlling your fuel trim. On the other hand, bank 1 sensor 2, or B1S2, is the downstream sensor after the catalytic converter, mainly monitoring cat efficiency. And guess what? The same pattern applies for bank 2. So sensor 1 is always upstream and sensor 2 is downstream. Easy to remember once you know it. But before you start unscrewing things, here's a critical safety reminder. Exhaust components get super hot. We're talking temperatures of 600 to 800 degrees or more. Always let the car cool down for at least an hour after running before you touch anything on the exhaust. Seriously, I've seen people get burned badly from rushing this step. Now, let's talk about diagnosing which sensor is actually bad. Here's where most folks go wrong. They pull a code, Google it, and order a part without confirming if it's the actual problem. A code tells you where to look, not what to replace. For instance, if you pull a P0141 code, which stands for O2 sensor, heater, circuit, malfunction, bank 1 sensor 2, the first step is to check that sensor's wiring and connector. Look for corrosion or broken wires. Many sensor codes are actually wiring problems, not bad sensors. Next, check live data. Watch what the sensor is doing. If it's stuck high or low or switching too slowly, it's probably time to replace it. And here's another tip. For VVT solenoids, if you see a cam timing code, don't rush to replace the solenoid. It could be low oil, a clogged passage, or even a stretched timing chain. Always check the basics first. All right, let's quickly recap some common mistakes that can cost you money. First off, don't just guess based on the code alone. You need to test first. Second, always use anti-seize on O2 sensor threads. It'll save you headaches down the line. Third, double check your banks. Replacing the wrong sensor can lead to confusion and wasted time. And let's not forget safety precautions. Always disconnect the battery when working on sensors to avoid shorts. If you see anything suspicious while diagnosing, like a raw fuel smell or heavy knocking, stop and consult a pro. So remember this. Figure out where cylinder one is, know your bank positions, understand your upstream and downstream sensors, and most importantly, always diagnose before you replace. If you can take the time to test and confirm which sensor is faulty, you'll save yourself a ton of frustration. Trust me, you don't want to be that person who swaps out four sensors only to discover a loose connector was the problem the whole time. Thanks for tuning in today. If you found this helpful and you're dealing with other automotive issues, think about checking out our episode on finding AC leaks. It's all about diagnosing first, then fixing. Until next time, happy wrenching.